by HS to transform your life.
Words by HS with Moray God's Property.
The words you speak are life indeed.
Stay tuned.
Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode of Words by HS with Moray God's Property. My topic for today is the Day of Judgment. Yes, the Day of Judgment. The Bible tells us that there will be a day when we stand before God and give an account of our lives here on earth. A lot of people might not believe this, but just because we don't believe does not mean it's not true. And if it is true, it means it will happen, whether we believe it or not. And I personally feel it's worth preparing for the Day of Judgment, because it's better to prepare and it doesn't happen, but for it to happen and you to not be prepared. Personally, I believe that the Word of God is true and everything in the Bible is true. Because we can testify that even the things that have been written before we existed are already coming to pass. And if God has said none of his words will go back to him void, you better believe that this is going to happen as well. So today I'm going to be starting with scripture. It's Psalms 1 verse 5, the TPT version. It says, the wicked, I'm going to change that to the unbeliever. It says, the unbeliever will not endure the Day of Judgment, for God will not defend them. I'm just going to stop there. The unbeliever, the person that chooses to not believe, will not be able to endure the Day of Judgment. So for a minute there, I'm just going to start by defining what God means by the wicked or an unbeliever. As far as God is concerned, the wicked is not just people that go about killing, stealing, and all these big things that we classify as sins. The wicked in God's book is the one who is not perfect. Yes, I'm sure you're wondering, what do you mean? No one is perfect. Exactly. God created us and he knew that we could never be perfect by ourselves. But you see, God is God. He is not going to change his standard of perfection. And he doesn't have to. Why? Because he made a way for us to be perfect through him. He made a way for him to take our imperfections and for us to have his perfection so that we can stand worthy of him on judgment day. He did this by sending his only begotten son, Jesus. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is God himself that became flesh. He came from heaven to die on the cross of Calvary to pay the requirement, the payment, the punishment of all our sins. He came to die for my sins and your sins, your imperfections, my imperfections, so that if we believe in him, the one that God sent, and receive him as our Lord and Savior, who redeemed us from our own imperfections and sins, we can then receive his gift of righteousness, receive his perfection, and be able to stand in him on judgment day. Psalms 133:4 also confirms this. It says, if Lord, if you write down all sins, this is the easy version. Lord, if you write down all our sins, nobody could stand as a righteous person. But you forgive people for their sins, and so we serve you. When you're in Christ, in the eyes of God, you are a righteous person. What does that mean? When you are in Christ, rooted in Christ, You've received him as your Lord and Savior. You've given your life to him. You're living your daily life according to his will, according to the promptings of his spirit that lives inside of you. In the eyes of God, you are the righteous. The Bible says that we have the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We become God's righteousness in Christ. He sees God. God sees Jesus in us. He no longer sees our weaknesses when we stand here on earth and in front of him after we die on the day of judgment. So what am I saying today? God loves you. God wants you to be able to stand as the righteous. God does not want you to be guilty on the day of judgment, because as much as he loves you, he cannot go against his righteousness. And he doesn't have to, because he made provision for you to be not guilty. All you have to do is receive Christ, the righteous one, as your Lord and Savior, and you will be able to stand without guilt on that day of judgment. I'm just going to note a warning here that God cannot be fooled. He sees. He's called Jehovah Roy, the God who sees. He sees what you do on the outside. He sees what you do on the inside. He hears what you say inside when no one can hear it. He knows your heart. You have to believe in your heart and receive Christ from your heart, and you will become the righteousness of God. Your sins will no longer be counted. God will see the righteousness of Christ in you. You will be able to stand on the day of judgment, and the verdict will be not guilty. You can reign with me in heaven. But if you choose to reject God's gift of salvation, as much as he loves you, you rejected him, not the other way around, and indirectly chose another Lord, which is the devil, and his place is in hell for eternity. Power to choose is in your hands, but God wants you to choose life. He wants you to choose him. He wants you to choose heaven. He wants you to choose peace, health, joy. And it's only found in Christ. God bless you.